Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Life Out Loud. I'm your host, as always, Vishal. And today, before we get into the episode, I want to tell you a little secret. I suffer from something called rosacea. I'm not too sure if you would have seen it in the previous episodes, but I have rosacea. So rosacea is a skin condition, which also leads to dry eyes. Now, you can either have severe skin condition, or you could have severe dry eyes. And unfortunately, I have the eye syndrome, which I don't even know if that's correct terminology for it, but you'll see at certain points where either I'm crying or rubbing my eyes or they're very red and irritated. It's not because I'm that sad or emotional all the time. It's actually because I can't control it. So if you ever have a conversation with me and I start crying, it's not because of what you said, even if it was hello and you see tears coming down, it's just what I am. I don't even know if that makes sense, but let's get into today's episode.
The people in us.
Growing up, all I ever wanted was attention, and I would do absolutely anything to get it. I mean, look at me now, I'm on camera. Hey mum. Now, when I mean anything, I mean absolutely anything. I would end up being either the laughingstock of the school, or I'd do something stupid to get myself in trouble. My value to my peers was that kid they could rely on to get their kicks from. My value to myself, absolutely nothing. But through age and time, I started to learn a little bit more about life and who I wanted to become as a person. That became my values. In my teens, it was always about how I can make people smile, how can I make people happy? Because to me, all I did was care, and I cared more about people than I did myself. Education never really suited me. I was too busy playing football, being out with my friends or my family. I was with people. So when I was asked to leave university, it didn't come to a shock. The shock was, what next? Or like my father would say, ave. I had no idea what my worth was or my value. I had no idea what to do next. But as you can imagine, I live in an Asian household, and to drop out of uni, didn't go too well with my family. So with the added fuel of my father's disappointment, I decided that I would do absolutely anything to make it in this world. A simple conversation with my then manager about how I wanted to go full time, make a career, and finally get a promotion was all it took for me to understand that in this world, to make it, you need to show your value. He asked me for 6 months worth of consistency. I said I'll give him 1 year. In that year, I became the number one sales consultant out of 3,000 contenders. Not too shabby for a uni dropout. That year, I developed my core values as well as learning about my value. So what were my values? I was passionate, driven, determined, hungry, winning, and most importantly, happiness. But there was one value missing, and I only learned about that value again when I got promoted as an assistant manager through coaching and developing. Can you guess what that was? Let me tell you a story about how I became the youngest manager for the biggest kitchen retail company in the UK. So a little bit of background information. I was only 24 years old at the time. I came from a company that just closed down with my retail director, who brought along 10 other managers. I was the youngest. We had 2 weeks worth of training, and I was told that I would be the first person going into a showroom. Now, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but there were 9 other managers waiting for a showroom, all based on how well I did and how well I performed. So there was added pressure before I had even stepped 1 foot into my new showroom. But I went in confident. I believed in me, I believed in my values, and I believed that they were tailored to make any team successful, and most importantly, happy. But my team didn't want to listen to me. Politics. They feared for their job, so they would do absolutely anything to make sure I failed. 3 weeks into the job, and I got an email from my regional manager, and he said to me, we have to pull you out. You haven't delivered what we expected, and you're now starting to tarnish our brand. 3 weeks doesn't seem like a long time. However, in the world of sales, everything's about results, and I just wasn't getting them. I needed time. More importantly, I needed a plan. So I scratched my head, self-reflected, and spoke to my assistant manager, who I brought along with me, and it hit me. Why would this team believe in me? Why would this team trust and follow me when I hadn't given them a reason to? I told them about my values, but I didn't show them my value. And my value to that team was, I built successful teams through coaching and developing. And the number one rule in coaching and developing is to show it works by doing it yourself. I was a natural salesperson. I understood the game. I understood people. For those of you who don't know my story, I urge you to stop, click that link somewhere. I'm going to say there. And go back and watch season 1, episode 2 of Life Out Loud. You'll get to learn a little bit more about me. Back to my story. My plan was to lock myself 2 weeks in my office just before our winter closed down, and I called every single customer that did not purchase a kitchen from us and sold over £250,000 worth. Now, put that into perspective, they had sold £3 million in a calendar year. In 2 weeks, I managed to do £250,000. On our close down brief, I sat them all down and I gave them a sheet of paper showing them how many sales I made for each individual. They were about to break up for Christmas with the biggest paycheck they've had the whole year by doing nothing. I told them that I wanted to take this bottom performing showroom to the number one showroom in the company, and I couldn't do that without them. I wanted them to have the most successful year they would ever have in this business. Again, something that I just couldn't do without them. I wanted to fill their pockets with as much money as they've ever earned from this business. Again, something that I just couldn't do without them. So I finished the speech with telling them about my values. I'm passionate, I'm driven, I'm determined, I'm hungry, I'm a winner. But the most important values I have is happiness and people. My job as a leader is to make sure that I can create an environment where my people can strive and thrive, grow, develop, be happy, most importantly, be accepted for who they are and be able to shine. What is value? The importance of something? The worth of something? What is value without proof? Nothing. I needed to prove to my team what my value was in order for me to get them to believe in me. And by believing in me, they now believed in my values. It's a sales trick. Everything is sales. But that is an episode for a complete different time. For now, thank you for listening to me. I'm your host, Vishal, as always. And I'll see you on the next episode of Life Out Loud. But before we go, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn on the notification bell, and share it with all your friends. In order for me to grow, I need your support. I'll see you soon.